Well, from the outside, it might look like the two main blocks, if you want, the developing countries and the developed countries, are as far apart as they were at the very beginning. Now, we are not privy to what goes on behind closed doors. All the wheeling and dealing, we're told, a lot of it anyway, is being done in meetings on the sideline. We don't know what is actually being achieved there, but in public, the two sides are still very far apart. Today, again, we saw that the host, Denmark, presented a couple of draft documents, and the developing bloc said that they were again being sidelined in these documents, and they were quickly withdrawn again. Well, officially, she was going to give way to the Danish Prime Minister when the ministerial phase of these talks were getting underway. So now all the world... Well, it wasn't a surprise, but there is talk in the corridors here about disagreements, not with the developing bloc, but between her office and the Prime Minister's office here. But all unsubstantiated rumour there, but officially at least, this was always going to happen. Well, it's quite obvious that unilateral decisions like that will help the developed countries pull together and put more money on the table. There's still quite a long way to go to reach agreement. I mean, the developed countries have said that they're willing to pay as much as $100 billion a year by 2020. That's a figure that the developing countries say is far too small, but they might in the end have to accept that. Having said that, there have been some positive developments. It's not all doom and gloom. As far as we can gather, there's been agreement reached on a system for credit, for carbon credits to be awarded to rainforest countries if they stop deforestation. That means that developed countries will pay, countries like Brazil, for instance, if they leave their forests in place, because, of course, forests are great carbon sinks and they also produce oxygen. So if Oh, very much so, and if this deal has actually been made, it's going to be probably presented with a lot of pomp and circumstance at the end of this meeting, because it might end up being one of the most positive, if not the only positive outcome of the whole thing. So yes, that's going to be held high. Well, I followed the demonstrations from the very beginning until they were broken up by riot police today outside the Bella Centre. They were initially very peaceful. There was some animosity between police and the demonstrators. The demonstrators didn't want police there at all. There was a huge police presence. Hundreds of police followed the march all the way. When the demonstrators reached the Bella Centre, they were trying to get through the perimeter fence, and the police said it's now an illegal demonstration and moved in to break it up, and that's when the violence occurred. There will certainly be a compromise deal. No one here is going to get everything they want. That's to be expected, I guess, when the world is trying to agree on something. Who is going to compromise more? That's perhaps anyone's guess, but as it looks,